AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. 7-year-old Kayvonte Jordan read what was on a sticker he just received.
I got my COVID-19 vaccine.
You did? Oh, goodness.
He received the lower strength dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine for kids 5 to 11. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says kids who have had the virus should get the shot.
After nearly all infectious diseases, you have some protection from getting that infection again. But we don't really know how long that lasts or how robust it is.
The Federal Reserve will be starting to dial down the extraordinary economic aid it's been providing since the start of the pandemic. The AP's Ben Thomas has the story.
In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed says it will start reducing its monthly bond purchases in the coming weeks. The central bank plans to trim the amount by $15 billion a month from the current $120 billion. However, that pace could change. The move is a response to high inflation that now looks likely to persist longer than it did just a few months ago. The bond purchases have been intended to hold down long-term interest rates to encourage borrowing and spending, but with the economy now recovering, that's no longer needed. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Air Force says nearly 8,500 active duty members of the Air Force and Space Force have missed the deadline for getting coronavirus vaccinations. The incumbent Democrat Phil Murphy and Republican Jack Cettarelli are locked in what amounts to be a tie in the New Jersey governor's race. University of Virginia political science professor Larry Sabato thinks Murphy will win.
But as Democrats are saying all over the country, that one shouldn't even have been close.
Republicans picked up a big victory in the race for governor in Virginia. Rick Barron, the elections director in Fulton County, Georgia, in Atlanta, will step down at the end of the year. The announcement came a day after municipal elections that saw short lines and few problems. This is AP News. Winsome Sears has been elected Virginia's first female lieutenant governor.
Governor-elect Glenn Youngkin's not the only one making election news in Virginia. Republican Winsome Sears is now the Commonwealth's first female lieutenant governor and the first woman of color to win statewide office. The former Marine had a brief stint in electoral politics 20 years ago in the General Assembly, and more recently was the national chairperson for Black Americans to re-elect President Trump. Sears ridiculed mask mandates during the primary. Her campaign stressed her pro-life record as a Christian, support for the Second Amendment, and highlighted her background as a Jamaican immigrant campaigning against illegal immigration and rejecting the notion that the nation is plagued by systemic racism. At an early morning victory party in Chantilly, Sears says what you are looking at is the American dream. I'm Jennifer King.
Irvin Mayfield, the jazz trumpet player who became a symbol of New Orleans resilience after Hurricane Katrina, faces up to 5 years in prison for steering charity money meant for public libraries to his personal use. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.